The Beat of My Drum Entertainment.
Hey, this is Jay Mendez, and you were listening to The Beat of My Drum. This is episode number 17, and I'm here with Lorena Luna. Her company is Luna Nueva Choreography, based out of San Antonio, Texas. And I brought her on. She's young, determined, motivated, and she's doing big things in 2020. And after a great year in 2019, choreographer for quinceañeras and sweet 16s, she's branching out doing weddings and other events now. And she also dances at a dance studio. So she does Zumba and everything else. So here she is. Her name's Lorena. And how are you doing today?
Hi, Jonathan. Doing great. Excited. So very honored that you asked me to be part of your podcast.
Yes, definitely. I mean, whenever I think about guests and people I want to bring on, I want to bring on people that are up and coming, very talented and motivated, just like I think I am.
You are.
So tell me about, I said a little bit ago that you're based out of San Antonio. Tell me about your background and where are you actually from?
So I'm originally born and raised in Pearsall, Texas, not too far from where you're from.
Yeah.
So I was raised by my parents there on some land. We had open spaces. I love it now. Looking back, I love my childhood. I like the roots in small town. I think you can relate because there's something different about small country towns, right? Unity, just a small-knit community. And I went to school there and then moved up to San Antonio when I was 18.
Great. Yeah, same thing, small town. A lot of experiences to take from growing up in that area. But just like me, I'm based out of San Antonio, working and making my money out here. But we can relate to our clients in the country, and that's what I see from you. I've seen you at a few gigs out there, and where we're from, the small towns, and you kind of have the best of both worlds. You know how to work in both areas with the kids, and they're different types of kids, same age, same everything, but they're just it's a different client. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. Tell me how you're able to work in both the city and out in the small towns.
So that's kind of like the relation, right? I think that's the benefit in being raised in a small town and then moving and having the exposure to bigger cities. It's best of both worlds. You're able to connect with those people who maybe were raised in small towns and then never left, so they reside there. And you go back and you're like, oh, I know how this feels. I can connect with them on a personal level. And so that's what's great. But then also being here in the city, it's like, okay, you know, I know you have a longer distance to travel or rehearsals are a little bit harder. There's much more activities offered in San Antonio. So working with courts in that sense or with those kids, you have to be a little bit more flexible with their schedule.
And working with Lorena, I think I've worked with her maybe like mm-hmm. on 3 or 4 events. And one thing I noticed about her, she wasn't like any other choreographer. Like from the get-go, she just was on her P's and Q's. Like she had everybody lined up perfectly, like everything organized. Her routine was just already set. Like she was prepared for the event. And it kind of showed me a lot too. It showed me like, man, like this choreographer is on her game. I need to step up my game. So the next time, you know, I worked with her, I made sure that I was on my game too, because she brings it. So what do you specialize in as far as dancing, or what kind of music? And tell me about your dancing background and what you do with that.
So that's kind of funny because I got asked this question a couple weeks ago. Somebody was just, hey, what's your dance background? You know, what certifications, I guess, do you have? And I thought that was a really funny question because I haven't gone to school, you know, gone to get my arts degree or gone in to train. I think like you, it's a very natural born skill that we have, and I'm blessed with it. From a young kid, I was just always dancing. I have pictures of me dancing. I was always asking my dad at quinceañeras or weddings, Dad, take me out to dance. And then going into junior high, high school, I was on the dance or cheer team either year. You know, if I didn't make it for cheer, I was in dance, and you know, I was blessed to be captain most of those times. And I would even, looking back, I would even do choreography for the squad. I would, you know, the coaches would entrust in me, or I would show them a piece and be like, hey, I came up with this last night in my room. What do you think? And the coaches would love it. And they'd be like, okay, we're going with this. Can you teach the rest of the girls? And yeah. I'm like, okay, you know. So that was just awesome to have that experience. Looking back, I didn't know really what I was doing, mm-hmm. right? I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I have to do this. It's part of the captain duties. Mm-hmm. Then growing up, moving into the city, I was working at the gym one time, and I decided, let me go ahead and take a Zumba class, right, for exercise. And I guess at the time, one of the directors came in through the window and was watching the class. So she comes up to me and she stops me after class and she's like, hey, are you you're an instructor, right? And I said, no. She goes, what? You dance really well. How would you like to become an instructor? And I had been intrigued by Zumba. I loved it. It was new and fresh at the time. It came on the market, right? So it was like hot and every woman was doing it.
Yeah.
So that's how it began my Zumba journey. I went and got certified, and I keep up with my certifications. And so if anything, there's no real extensive training there.
Yeah.
It's just a God-given talent. Mm-hmm. Like, if you give me a beat, I got you. You know, it's like,
love it.
So I can be able to make a routine and generate something.
Nice. Love it. And no, I didn't know you. That's great. You came out right away and said, I don't have an arts background or anything, because same with me. I haven't really gone to school for radio or any show or, I had a guy a while back. I liked what he was doing. Like, he brought all his equipment and everything, and he was doing the sound. And I said, man, that's cool. And he said, yeah, well, give me a call someday and I'll get you some gigs. And he showed me his studio information, and he's like, I got an entertainment company. I already had my idea already set for my entertainment, but he's like, you're gonna have to go to school for that. You're gonna have to do training. I was thinking, man, I don't got time for that. Like,
really?
I'm just gonna do it. So same thing. I mean,
I think that's why I can relate to you so well, mm-hmm. on even working out with you, as far as with our clients and collaborating with you, is because it's like, hey, we have so many things in common. We're both from small towns.
We're learning together.
Yeah, you're doing your talent, and you rock at it. And then I'm over here like, hey, you know, I may not be some certified background and, you know, have a master in dance, but
right.
I produce what I do, and I, you know, it speaks for itself. The reviews, people love it, and I'm like, okay, I must be doing something.
And you
right.
just own it too. You just got to own it. If you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't like act the part, you got to mm-hmm. be that part. You got to be the person. You know, people aren't going to really trust you with everything, especially when they're paying hundreds of dollars.
Right.
So what's your favorite music to listen to or dance to?
So I think my go-to, especially like if it's just me, usually like a hip-hop. I'm really digging lately the real Latin trap rap.
That's
getting me going sometimes.
For
you
sure.
know, Bad Bunny type of stuff. Daddy Yankee's coming out with some fresh stuff. I love it.
Daddy Yankee, man, he's still killing it.
I know,
it's
after
crazy.
All these years. So I feel like that's kind of my go-to. But I definitely enjoy, obviously, Tejano. I mean, come on, we grew up on that.
Definitely.
So it's in our blood.
The wishing well. Nah. Yeah. What do you think about, and I know this is a controversial artist, but as far as his dance and his music is very dance-like. I mean, Chris Brown, what do you think about Chris Brown?
Yeah, I think he's an original, an OG who came out with a really fresh dance moves when he first came out. But now it's kind of slowed down. If you notice, some of his music's kind of slowed down.
Yeah.
It's not as something like the hard beat that you can dance to.
Yeah.
It's still good music, but
you're looking for something like, of course, upbeat. You're the dancer. I mean, you're a dancer, so.
And I think most of these, you know, girls that who do hire me for their court, it's funny because actually 90% of these quinceañeras and sweet 16 clients, they always resort back to music that was probably put out
mm-hmm.
8-10 years ago. I mean, you know this because I give you some of the
surprises
music.
Surprises me all the time. Yeah,
I'm like, why are you not going with something that just got released? Mm-hmm. They're using stuff that was put out 8, 9, 10 years ago, you know, for like something like they were using that that one song,
Not the Dougie. No,
not the Dougie. but it was like something.
Was it recent? Was it one that I did?
Maybe. Oh, Sierra. Like, for example, Sierra. Oh, Sierra. Like, yeah, she's step, bad, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
1-2-step, yeah.
That's old school.
That's super old school.
For these kids to know, and they're, what, 15, 16 years old?
Missy Elliott, those songs. Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it's still hot. I will tell you, probably every other client wants that on their playlist.
What's that?
Those type of songs.
Yeah, those type of songs, yeah. I mean, they still play them in the classes, the workout classes. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your workout classes and the people that you instruct. They're all ages, right? They go in there and...
Right. So I currently teach Zumba, which is something just to keep me active. I've been doing it. It's about to come up on 10 years officially being a Zumba instructor. And people ask, man, like, when are you going to give it up? Why do you keep doing it? And I love it, honestly. It's a little therapy for me. It's something I enjoy. You can get a range of... Obviously, the class is going to be a majority of women. So... But there's a lot of men who I try to incorporate or get to come, and I love that. I get a lot of husbands who come with their wives, nice. Which is so adorable.
Yeah, that is.
So it ranges anywhere from your young high school or college kids to, you know, your older couples or older women who are probably pushing 60 around there. But it's like that 1 hour people come together and just dance for a workout, and I love it. And I've had so many people come up to me and be like, I've lost weight, or, hey, you've really helped me get my rhythm down, or, hey, I went dancing with my husband last weekend and I nailed it. It's just so much positive feedback and I think an impact that you're having to others, and I like that. I really enjoy it.
Yes. Now, you're a professional now when it comes to, if you've been dancing and instructing Zumba for 10 years, I would consider you a professional.
Yeah? Thank you.
So with that being said... This is like a real job, like your livelihood in a way. Are you watching your diet? Are you practicing in your off time? Like, what are some things you do to prepare?
So, yeah, that's a good question. And I always tell, you know, even my daughters, you know, you have to set an example. You have to look the part, like you said earlier, in anything we do. You have to be able to show people, like, hey, I can't just walk on a stage and be like, let's burn calories for a whole hour, but then not look the part, right? Because how believable is that going to be? So I feel like, but that only carries through all aspects of your life as well. Like, you being a healthy mom, you being a, you know, healthy Zumba instructor, somewhat in shape, right? And then not only that, now I have to consider what type of role model am I being for these kids that I'm instructing, and I'm at least seeing them once a week. And so to me, I'm having an impact on these kids, and they're seeing, okay, well, this woman or this choreographer is taking good care of herself. She's always presentable. She, you know, dresses well, and she instructs and talks to us in a respectful manner. So it's not only just fitness and what you're eating, it's also how you're portrayed and how you are perceived, right? So I think that's really important to me.
I'm big on that. And you're talking about brand. Like, what is your brand as a person, as a business? Because that's what you're kind of slowly transforming into, like a small business.
Right.
So with that being said, of course, I've had you on social media for a while. And I know that your social media posts are nice. I mean, I could tell you care about your brand and what you post, and it's important to you. So talk about your social media presence and how is that helping to build your brand?
Yeah, I think social media, right? It's there. You could go wrong in so many ways.
Yeah.
But that's honestly a big weight on me as far as what I post, and the content of it, because you have to realize, and I think you get this because you work with a lot of the young people too. You're doing their events, you're working their events, so they're looking at you. They might not say anything, but they notice you. Mm-hmm. Right? So
yep.
What you post, and to be honest, a lot of my followers are below the age of 18.
Yes.
So my content, my photos, even, you know, uploading on your story, is just, I try to keep it as G-rated as possible.
Yeah.
Because going back to, they may not tell you, hey, you impacted my life, or you may not even know. You may just be working with this kid for, what, 2 to 3 months, and then you'll never see him again. But you don't know beyond that point if you gave them more confidence in dancing, if you pushed them to learn something they didn't know, or what if a year later, they have the courage to ask a girl to dance because, you know, they have experience now. Mm-hmm. So even with the social media, you have to portray positivity. You have to, you know, promote kindness, upbuilding, you know, even sharing the photos of not only just your clients, but even of the cohort as a whole. Like, right. Hey, you guys killed it. You did awesome. You don't know how much that does for somebody. Sure. Even just a quick little tag yes. the guy who maybe nobody paid attention to, tag the girl doing a spin, you know, build her confidence. And I think social media in that way has a good, you know, good wave, you know, to get to those people, to get to those young kids and say, hey, you know, you did an awesome job. You nailed it. You know, you're a really good asset to this court and I appreciate your time.
Love it. You're right. Especially these young kids, they deal with so much social media for them. It's like everything. So social media posts can bring them down or bring them up. But yeah, you're right. I mean, positive mm-hmm. speaking, positive mindset for them is really good. And yeah, I know you have a lot of young followers.
So I think that's kind of behind the brand too. You know, it's not so much, hey, look at me, look how cool I am, or what a good dancer I am. I think, like you said, behind the brand is goodness. Behind the brand is,
genuine
kindness. Yes. Like, you know, let's not only make your event look phenomenal, but let's have a good time doing it.
Yes.
You know, with your best friends that you select to be part of your event yes. and your family.
Yeah.
So I think that's more so my...
It's one night only. You don't have right. another quinceañera. Mm-hmm. So just, yeah, make it your best. I care about my brand so much too, but like, I think I posted a picture of me doing a shotgun, a beer shotgun. I'm like,
as soon as I posted it,
I said, I got to take that down. But then I was like, that's Christmas break. Like, but you're right. I care about that stuff too. Big time. And then the funny thing is, I thought the guy was from Cthulhu. He's from San Antonio. He's like, bro, why did you put Cthulhu versus Natalia? I said, bro, I don't know. You look like you're from Cthulhu. I don't know. Because they wear the cap,
right.
The shirt, the tie, and then the jeans. But I just thought that was funny.
It's funny because you we're adults. And obviously, even at these events, there's alcohol, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
That's another thing that I kind of have to be aware about. But it's funny how these kids do notice, mm-hmm. you know, even after the whole event's done and say, I stay a little bit longer to partake of the event. You know, there is one, you know, a couple times, I mean, just, but they do notice I did have like a beer in my hand and I had one of the courts, mm-hmm. one of the kids from the court was like, oh, miss, you know, I didn't know you drink. And it's,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you know.
Think about it when you were a kid and right, you saw right. like somebody like, in charge. Like
say if you saw your coach or
yeah,
something
your coach drinking, or teacher. Right? Yeah, exactly.
So I'm like, oh, it's, you know, I just joke with them and they're playful back. I'm like, oh, it's water, you know.
You're like on your third beer. Nah, I'm just, but yeah, I mean, that's crazy you bring that up. I recently had an experience like that. I mean, where I shouldn't have been drinking, even though I wasn't getting paid, but I should not have been drinking at somewhere where there was a potential client. And then like a client was started talking to me and I wasn't on my game. Like, and I totally botched. I don't know what I said. I didn't say nothing rude or bad. It's just, I think I just was
right.
not totally focused on what was going on.
But I think this is like the learning pains though, because you're booking so many more gigs as yeah. I'm booking so many more clients because we're getting out there and word of mouth is spreading that
yeah.
we're now, hey, like I learned from this, or hey, you know, that was a really bad experience. I'm probably not going to do that again.
I totally learned from that one. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I'm trying to forget it. Forget that time. Okay, so next question here. Okay, so whenever you put together a dance routine, are the kids given their input or their feedback on what they want? Or even the quinceañera girl, does she give you some tips on what to do? Or you're just like, this is the routine?
No, absolutely. There is no, like, for me, there is no template. Maybe others may function that way. But for me personally, I just think it works better to have at least an idea or direction of where I'm going with this song. So with the waltz, you know, it's usually just one song, and that's more of like your classical, slower song that they dance together as a court. So for sure, I definitely have a little bit more defined vision of where that's going because kids don't know how to do most of those formal moves or formal dance moves. So in that sense, I do have an idea overall where we're going with that song. And then I'll show them and say, hey, if we need to change something or if something doesn't feel natural to you, please let me know. But I have that discussion with them at the very beginning. I usually, you know, introduce myself and say, hey, guys, we got to learn this dance. If something doesn't feel right, if you're not understanding it, if you're not getting the counts, please, like, just raise your hand or shout at me and say, hey, Miss, you know, I'm not getting it, you know. So when it comes to that formal dance type, yes, definitely a little bit more structured. Now, as you know, it's really modern and hip and hot, you know, they like to the surprise dances, which is consist of different songs different mixed into songs. One.
Yeah.
And that's more usually faster tempo, hip hop is usually involved, more hip songs, you know. And so in that sense, no, it's kind of like a free for all. Hey, guys, we have four songs to get through. So let's incorporate any favorite dance moves you guys like or anything that's the latest, you know, craze. Let's incorporate that.
Nice.
And so they're really, really good about expressing that. Hey, you know, can we spin on this part? Or hey, do you mind if we do like a secret handshake on this part? And I'm nice. I love it. Yeah incorporate good... all that.
Is that unique... when they do they go down the middle, like the aisle?
Right.
Like they make
so aisle. They, exactly. Yeah. They've made that little aisle train movement. And so they usually will incorporate fun stuff like that. And that's when you really get the kids to come out, like the personalities to come out. And I love it when I do that breakthrough with them because then it's just like you can't keep them quiet. They're just like, oh, I love this. No, like, hey, oh, hey, Danny, you know, we should do this together. Yeah, buddy. You know, and they start working together.
Yeah.
And that's when I know, okay, I broke through with them. They trust me. They feel comfortable. So once you get the kids to feel so much more comfortable, ideas and creativity start flowing out.
Like, yeah.
That's the best part.
I brought one thing I like to do now, it's kind of funny, but I like to bring a kid up on stage and like dance a cumbia or whatever like that. One kid.
I saw that.
And after that, I had like 30 kids start following me on Instagram. I'm like, okay, I can't be accepting every one of these kids.
That's but awesome.
It was cool. It was the kids are great. They just want to have a good time too.
They do.
So tell me about a time when you felt like you failed or you were rejected somehow, and you know, what did you do to overcome that? You know, while you're coming up and dancing, or maybe somewhere along the line, someone said that Lorena's not even a good choreographer, or she don't know what she's doing, you know, or something like that, where it really kind of brought you down, but you overcame it. Or it could be just any rejection that you've gone through. What did you do to overcome that?
Well, first of all, Jonathan, that's never happened.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to add. She's tooting her own horn. I'm going to add some sound effects right
yes,
now.
No. Definitely some sound effects. No, I'm just playing. I've actually been really fortunate to have nothing but great feedback. I will say at the beginning, because, see, I got into this, my first kind of gig was back in 2018, and this was around October-ish. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of, that's how it took off. Getting through that was probably, that was actually my first gig, and it was really smooth, I will say. It was good. Then it was the second client I had, where in that instance, the remix, it just wasn't something I think we all were happy with. But at the time, we were so time-constrained, we kind of needed to make it work somehow. And so that was probably my biggest obstacle, was not being absolutely in love with this mix, but having to make it work. And that's probably a very big challenge. And you have to, like, especially when you're talking to these parents, right, who hire you. And for me, it becomes personal because it's like, hey, this is not my best work, but I'm trying to use this song, use this mix. And that's kind of how it challenged me, and saying, you know what? And I was really honest and transparent. And at the end of the day, it did come out to be really good. It was probably actually, what's funny about that one is actually my best one yet.
Nice.
So at the time, you do feel down about yourself. You do feel like this is not going to come out how I envisioned it. This is not the mix I want to use, but I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to give it my best. So that's what we did. And it was a very long mix. And so getting the chord on board with it, not getting tired, that was a huge challenge. Then at the end of it, you know, I got so much praise and, you know, just so much great feedback. And I was over here the whole time sweating like, oh, my God, like, yeah, this is going to be a disaster. You know, it's the day of, you know, I was just really, really nervous. But after that whole, you know, challenge, I guess, in my work, that's when I started to gain confidence. Like, wait a minute. Like, I do have something.
Yeah.
I can do this and I can pull this off even when I am challenged. So, I mean, luckily to this day, I've never had anybody question me or not believe in me. I think that if anything close to getting negative feedback, it would just maybe be sometimes mothers or fathers like to jump in,
yeah,
and have more of like a say or think that things should go a certain way. But,
yeah,
you know, I just kindly remind them, hey, you know,
it's my way.
It's my work. It's my work. So let me just work a little bit. Give me some space a little.
Shoot. I think you had a conversation with me like that too. Like, hey, DJ, like, hey, it's my way. And I'm just playing. No, I did not. You might have, but I listened.
Did I give you the look?
You gave me the look. I think that's what it was. I was like, all right, I got you. So yeah, that's true. So with that being said, you also kind of, since you're already there, coordinating, lining people up, you've taken a little bit of a coordinator role as well, right? Like throughout the night, maybe. Like, is that, yep, something you see yourself doing in the future in conjunction with your choreography?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Initially, no, that's not how I foresaw this going. It was basically, hey, you hire me, I get you ready for your big day, good luck. Mm-hmm. And that kind of transitioned into, well, who's going to be running the show? How it transpired was working with these mothers and fathers 2-3 months in advance before their big event, just seeing them like stress, seeing them just getting from the hall to getting the kids' tuxes. Hey, girls, have you tried on your dresses? Have you ordered them? Just everything that these parents have to do for their child that they obviously really, really love and putting all this effort and money into. To me, it was like, do they even really get to enjoy it? Mm-hmm. The day of, do they really get to enjoy what they've paid for and what they've put all their effort into? And at the end of the day, I don't think they really do unless they... So that's when I started to offer the package. Hey, let me do the legwork for you.
Mm. Game changer.
Game changer.
That's why that's why I love Lorena. She's my friend. And she sees stuff, you know, ahead of schedule. You know, I think that that's just such a great idea. Don't be sharing that to too many of your colleagues because it's something new. It really is. Like, I've done quinceañeras for 10 years, and yes, the parents are running around with their chickens with their heads cut off all the time because it's like cake cutting, announce this, and dinner's being served, and last call, and surprise dance, and... You know, all this stuff that goes on in the chaos, and the parents are the ones usually having to coordinate it. So Lorena's got a good thing going. It's not even an idea anymore. It's part of her package. You can find her on Luna
Nueva Choreography on Instagram, and I'm on Facebook. And, you know, it's worked out offering that to my clients, and I think they're really happy with it. And honestly, more so their parents of those kids and the clients definitely love that additional package.
It's part of the package now. Great. And that's the same with me. Like, when do you ever see DJs and like musicians link up? Well, I did a few gigs and the musicians are like, can I use your stuff? And then all of a sudden, like, I'm like, man, we're actually mixing really well. Why don't we just do this like a little package to where you get a DJ and you get a musician part-time, and and you know, whatever, like I do announcements, I do everything. But one thing I don't do is coordinating. And that's just such a hard job. I wouldn't, as a DJ, I like to have everything on the itinerary. Like I told Lorena the last few events, I just said, as long as I have that, I'm good. And don't leave too far from me, because if I have a question, but
but I think that's why we mesh well so together. And especially if we know we're doing an event ahead of time.
Yeah.
You already know, like, oh, Lorena's got me. She's already going to send the itinerary.
For sure. And it's nerve-wracking, even for the DJ, because I got to get all the names right. For me, my job is to make sure I pronounce the names right, make sure I play the songs at certain times, at the right time. You know, so I have a pretty big responsibility, too, but the coordinating part is a huge part of an event. So choreography, it's somewhat of a new thing for Quinces. I mean, I remember when I was in Quinces when I was 15, we had people that would come and, you know, choreograph, but now it's an actual, like, it's a business, it's an industry. Production. Yeah, it is. So the great thing about being in 2020 is, like, we have no rules, really. There's no rules. You can kind of just do what you want to do, and they don't have to hire these, you don't have to hire these big companies. If you're listening, you don't have to hire, you know, a dance instructor from a studio or anything like that. I mean, you can get Lorena here, Luna Choreography, Luna Nueva Choreography, and she does it all. So what is your long-term goal for your company? And let's talk 2020. Like, what are your plans in 2020, and then where do you want to go? Where do you want to be by the end of the year?
2020. Well, I will say around April 2020 will officially be a year that I launched it. Nice. And made it public. Like I said, October 2018 to about April of this year, I kind of kept it hush-hush. Mm. I really wasn't putting it out there. I didn't even have a name, actually, to go by. And I was still getting people. Yeah. You know, word of mouth is very powerful.
For sure.
And I think after going through some hardships and some challenges early this year, I said, you know, what the heck? Let's just do it. So I ran some names by a good group of girlfriends that I have, and they were like, we love it, we're all for you. I mean, just having that support, even just sharing that idea, because I didn't want to share the idea with anybody, because I thought, what if people think it's dumb? What if this can't go anywhere? I mean, everybody has those doubts, right? So finally sharing the idea and putting it out there, I mean, the love and support I got was just insane. I was like, you think I can do this? You think I'm good at it? And they're like, yeah. So as soon as it went public, created pages, it just took off. And so I'm excited to really review come April, like what a whole year has looked like. And man, in just probably 8 months, it's been killer. Like, I've done so many. I've met so many good people. Mm-hmm. I have bookings all the way until May of 2020. I'm excited. I got 2020. I'm actually incorporating weddings now. I'm getting inquiries for weddings now. So that's going to be a challenge. You know why? Because I've never done, like,
you're hitting me from all over. I didn't expect all these gems coming from you today. Dang. Yeah.
So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that challenge. And I don't really know where this is going to go. This was just an organic idea. Hey, I think I'm really good at this. Yeah. And now here we are.
I can help you with the wedding game. I got a lot of stuff. Yeah. I got a lot of stuff saved and from, you know, just past events. And I could definitely give you some.
This is where collaboration is key, guys. Yeah. It's just so amazing. Even the support from you, Jonathan. I love working with you. And so I'm excited for what 2020 holds. Ideally, yes, I'm going to still take clients. I'm going to probably switch a little things, just better ways how to improve the way I'm handling my clients. I will say scheduling is my biggest challenge, because you have, think about it, in your court. So these clients' courts, you have probably close to almost 20, 30 kids at some courts. You know, it's crazy. So getting all those parents and kids to show up for this practice on this certain day and certain time. So I'm kind of working on some ideas of how to get the scheduling more efficient for the parents.
All right. So you're in the business world. Of course, you have a 9-to-5 as well. and you're starting your own business as well. So what can you tell me about women out there? Like, is it harder for you all to make it in the industry that you're in? And what challenges that have you faced, you know, being a woman coming up, you know, doing your own thing?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, definitely not as hard and difficult maybe as it would have been, say, 10 years ago. But yes, I have my corporate career and I love it. And like I said, this business took off organically. It was something, as I said, it was just a hobby. I've always had the dance background as a hobby and I enjoy it. That's my, you know, me time. So when this took off, it was kind of like, okay, you know, how is this going to work with how's it going to work with my corporate job? And I've made it work. I'm always a firm believer from a very young age. If there's a will, there's a way, right? So yes. That was always kind of my go-to. Just you hustle it out, you make it work, you know, and I'm a mother of two. So that adds a bit more of an obstacle and challenges on its own. And so balancing everything, balancing your full-time job, your side business, answering to clients, coming up with choreography, you know, you got your kids, you know, you got to tend to as well. Then, you know, you got the fitness side of it. Like I said, you got to look the part. So I still got to spend time staying healthy and working out. And it's all about time management. It's about what motivates you when you wake up in the morning. You know, what's on your agenda that day or for that week? What do you want to accomplish? And so you have to, as a woman, you know, and I would say I'm an independent woman, you have to stay motivated. You have to have something that drives you, right? You can't just because then you wouldn't be good at what you do if you wake up and you're just like half-assing it.
I would hate that. I don't wake up like that at all. People got to be tired of me. Like when I wake up, I got a million things to do.
You're ready to go. You got to be a go-getter. And I think as a woman, yeah, you do face challenges, especially when you're having to represent yourself. You don't have somebody doing it for you. So I don't have somebody booking my clients for me. It's me. They call my phone. It's me who answers. It could be a dad or a grandfather calling to book it for his granddaughter. And maybe they come off a little bit like, oh, okay, you know. And yeah, you get price negotiations. You get, hey, these are waivers and this is a contract. You know, you
don't
gotta
be bringing down my girl on the price. Nah, I'm just
you
kidding.
You gotta be that woman who stands your ground and saying like, no, this is the price. You know, you don't lowball yourself. Don't sell yourself short. And you gotta remind yourself that. Even when it comes to, you know, working a 9-to-5 job, you know, you still got to fight for what you think you're worth. And I think that nowadays, you know, people tend to forget that. It's really easy to forget that. I don't have enough likes. I don't have enough followers. I don't have people resharing my stuff. I mean, people can take that how they want it. But at the end of the day, if you know you have a skill or talent, you know people like it, you know you're doing good out there in the world, that's more empowerment to you, you know?
Yeah.
Own it.
Yes. Tell me, you talk about staying fit, trying to stay fit, but what is your guilty pleasure at the dinner table? Like, what do you
call me out, Jonathan?
Yeah. What do you like? What do you like to eat that's like not the best to eat?
Geez, I guess obviously cheat days consist of, I got to have like a good pizza. Ooh, every once in a while. Like,
yes.
You got to have some pizza.
Yes.
When it comes to dessert,
I didn't say dessert, but yeah, go ahead.
What? I mean, you asked, so we're open.
go ahead.
We're opening it up here. Red velvet.
Oh, yes.
This is my favorite. So usually I try to, you know, sneak one in.
Yes.
A good red velvet cupcake or something like that with some cream cheese or something, you know?
Nice.
Frosting on there. Yeah. Nice. Can't go wrong with that.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I love to travel. And I think I've had a good fair share of my trips. I definitely love to travel. And now I'm kind of more, now that my kids are getting older, incorporating them to go on bigger trips, which has been a blast. Because last year we did a few. And then 2 years back, you know, we went to New York all together for Christmas.
Nice.
We got to see the Christmas lights. And like I said, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. But now that they're getting older, they're able to experience that with me. And so this is funny because we can compare it to ourselves, like growing up in a small town, you know, back then our parents didn't take us anywhere.
Oh, hell no.
It was like, oh, mija, we're going to the San Antonio Zoo, you know, and it was like, to me, it was like the best, right?
Yes.
Because you don't know any
I thought about that too the other day. Same thing. Like, I used to be so happy to go to town, you know, from Natalia. On a weekend, we'd go to town, and I probably wouldn't get much, but we'd do some fun stuff, like the zoo or the park or whatever. But
that was like a treat for us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So, but, I mean, now that nowadays it's more modern, you know, where people are able to afford a little bit more things here and there, and I think it's not so hard if you save up, you know, take your kids on a nice trip every once in a while, but definitely appreciate the little things, because being from a small town, we definitely, I think, share the sense of being humble, you know, and I thank my parents and for that. Is no matter how big you get or, you know, how many skills or talents you may have, it's the importance of being humble and sharing that and passing it on to your kids, you know, so they appreciate what you do for them. Dang. Is that deep? Is that
that's
too deep?
Super deep. Dang, that's real good. No, I really appreciate you coming on the Beat of My Drum. I'm catching you before you hit like superstardom, because you got a lot of things coming up. And I'm glad to have you on. I think I want to check back in with you in about a year, maybe get you on again and tell me how your year went, maybe a year in review. But I feel like you have a good thing going. Your brand, your last name is literally Luna, and you took that and made it your logo, right?
I did. Yeah, I had to incorporate that. You know, having the last name and just makes me more obsessed even with the moon. Anything that represents Luna, moon, I loved it. And I was like, you know, this is who I am. It's part of my name. And I want my brand to reflect my last name, because I think that's all about
shirts.
Family.
I need some merch. Your roots. I need some merch. I need a koozie.
All right.
I want a koozie.
It's
with
coming. 2020.
Everything. Like,
that merch.
God, there's so many things you could do with that. That's so badass.
But thank you for having me on, yeah. Jonathan. I just have to say that working with you has been a pleasure. I think what you do, you're really good at. It's not many, and I, like I said, I've done so many events, and it's not easy sometimes to collaborate or have that connection with the DJ for that night. Mm-hmm. And I think working with you has definitely come so easy and comfortable, and you're just there having a good time with everybody. And I just think what you have is a really, really good talent, and I think you're going to go far with it. And this podcast is just the sprinkle on top.
It is. It is. Thank you so much, Lorena, and you have yourself a good rest of the year, and good luck to you in 2020. And that wraps up the 17th episode. Thank you for listening. Please give me some feedback on Instagram and Facebook under the Beat of My Drum. Talk to you soon, and remember, always march to the beat of your own drum.
The Beat of My Drum Entertainment.